Radio Accountant is back with episode number 3, coming to you from PACT, the Professional Accountant Center for Training. This is Roy.
And this is Cash.
Nowruz holidays are coming up and the streets are bustling with people doing all kinds of shopping for the Persian New Year.
Yeah, people spend tons of money on clothes, shoes, furniture, you name it.
In today's episode, we are going to talk to you about bad shopping habits. Cash, what are your shopping habits like? Do you have any bad shopping habits?
Bad habits? Like what?
Have you ever heard of impulse buying?
No, what is it?
An impulse buying is an unplanned decision to buy a product or service. This is the result of an impulse or desire. Giving in to impulse buying is not only hard on your wallet in the short term, but the habit prevents you from developing good financial practices in the long term.
So basically it means buying something without a plan, especially something you have no need for, right?
That's right. So to help everybody with this problem, here are a few tips to avoid buying on an impulse.
Here are 5 tips for you.
Number 1, shop with a list. Whether you're shopping for groceries, holiday gifts, or clothes, have a list of what you really need to buy and challenge yourself to stick to it. You'll always find something you didn't know you wanted, whether it's chocolates or designer shoes on sale. Using a list as your shopping plan keeps you focused, so you're less likely to become distracted by anything that's not on the list.
Number 2, use a waiting period rule. Create a rule that before buying anything expensive, you'll give yourself time to think about it. It could range from an hour to a month, but the longer you can wait, the better. A good rule of thumb is to give yourself at least 24 hours to decide if buying something is a need or just a random impulse purchase by slipping on it. That allows enough time for your impulse to settle down so you can make purchase with a clear mind if you really do need it.
Number 3. Unsubscribe from sales. The next time you see a text message with a tempting promotion or sale, delete it. You heard me, delete it. Something you just happen to see on sale that you don't really need doesn't save money. It just hurts your financial life. So next time you see a sign on a shop window that says sale, off, or discount, look away. You're not saving money if you check out every sale.
Number 4. Only shop with a clear head. Be sure to notice when and why you make impulse purchases. Are you sad, stressed, tired, or bored? A lot of people shop to feel good. But later, as they see how much money they have wasted, they feel remorse. Even just being tired or hungry when you're shopping can be dangerous. Instead of thinking about the purchase logically, you just load up the cart and buy. Consider putting off shopping until another day when you're more rested and don't have a grumbling stomach.
Number 5. Never shop for entertainment. If hitting the mall or main street shopping is hurting your finances, change your idea of entertainment. When you put yourself in the center of shopping temptations, you're probably going to buy something. So, stay away from your favorite stores when you have time to kill and you need to curb impulse buying. And don't hang out with friends whose lives revolve around shopping when it just isn't in your budget. Only shop when you really need something. Okay, folks, I hope the tips were helpful for you. Here are the words you heard in today's episode.
Impulse buying.
Buying something that you do not need without a plan.
Short term.
Short term is something happening over a short period of time.
Long term.
Long term is happening or occurring over a long period of time.
Groceries.
Groceries are items of food that are sold in a supermarket.
Stick to.
It means to continue to do or use something.
Rule of thumb.
It is a broadly accurate guide or principle based on practice or experience.
Slipping on it.
It is to not make a decision about something important until the next day.
Put something off.
And it means to delay or postpone something.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We have great plans for your Nowruz holidays. We have courses starting from Fawardeen Force, an IELTS course, a grammar writing workshop, and our accounting courses in Mashhad. For more information, visit our website www.pack.ir or follow us on Instagram with the handle @pack.ir. That's @pack.ir. Or find us on Telegram with @pack_ir or @pack_english.
That's all we have time for today. Don't forget to keep your wallet fat.
Bye.